Danger, danger. Only the best stuff for your ears.
95.6.
أصدقائي المستمعين، أهلا وسهلا بكم وحلقة جديدة من أرابيسك. أرابيسك ساعة لكل العرب، أول برنامج باللغة العربية على الإذاعات السويسرية، بقدمه لكم من استديوهاتنا من العاصمة الجميلة بيرن، من راديو رابع 95.6 ميجا هرتز. معكم محمد مجاهد، وبرحب بكل اللي بيسمعونا. My name is Mohammed Mijahid, and my show called Arabesque comes in Wednesday from 8 to 9 every 2 weeks. And it's a variety show having the top stories. Also, we discuss famous book or something, a lot of music, and it's in Arabic, of course. This is the special thing about. And I'm in Radio Rabe since 2010. So it's like more than 5 years now. حول يا غنام حول بات الليل داهين قل لي يا غنام بالله شايف حبي وين قل لي يا غنام بالله. So one of the funniest situation, I was interviewing one of the biggest director, movie directors in Egypt. His name is Samih Abdelaziz, and he's very famous that he's one of the funniest people in this planet, I think. So when I asked him, what do you like to hear? He really picked up a funny name from a very, you know, cliche singer, nobody here. And then I was just laughing, and to come back to the interview really took then more half an hour, because whenever I told him, okay, stop laughing, we stop laughing now, seriously, what do you want to hear? And then he repeated the same name, and then, you know, it was so funny and took us very long time to come back to on track.
ركبت العربية ودورت ودخلت يمين مش بمزاجي والله ما اخترت.
The most beautiful thing in the radio is the communication with the people, that you have a voice, people hear it all over the world. Actually, I believe in that radio is really magic thing. I believe in radio more than the screen and more than the visual, because when you hear a voice, you build up your imagination accordingly. So you are really free in this area to imagine the guy who's talking, how he look, etc. Rabe for me actually means a big dream. When I just arrived to this country or to this city in 2002, I heard about Rabe, and I heard that they give a chance to communities to present their own language, their mother tongue. To be quite honest, it was a critical time because it was just after September 11, and I doubted a lot that they will agree to let me do a show in Arabic with all this what's going on. So with this doubt, I made a delay. And then finally, when I stepped forward to ask for this, they were very welcoming, and they really, I was very impressed about how they receive it and how they were happy about it. And everybody here in the radio, just wonderful, helpful guys. Whenever I need any technique stuff, they support me, and you know, no, Rabe for me considered home. Actually, to be quite honest, what makes me incredibly happy in life in this age is the winning of the Egyptian national team football. Here we go. This part, it will be a little serious, because what I think it's the most horrible thing in life is to produce weapons. I mean, I see all the conflicts in the world and all the wars and the people dies. And I just wonder who are the ones just producing the weapon for these guys. You look in the news in Africa, you find the guy is about to die from hunger. But he's carrying a machine with more than $20,000. From where he got this? Who is the one give him this piece? If we catch this guy and we make him stop doing this, we're gonna save a lot of blood in this planet, I think. Well, I'm a DJ and I'm producing a radio show, so I have a big library of songs, and the songs really touches me. It might not be interesting for the people, so what I pick up to hear, a new kind of music came up in Egypt lately called Mahraganat or festivals. Those are shabby guys or very local poor guys. They're doing their own music, something near from hip-hop or something, if you want to call it. It's rhythmic, and I did a couple of parties here, and the people adore this kind of beats. So I would let you with the latest Mahragan came out in the market. Viva Atata!
حركة في حركة ما تقولش الأب يعيش يلي بتقبض من شركة